bottom here. This one is actually an example of a one-to-one clay mineral where we see the repeat pattern. So here's a tetrahedral layer and an octahedral layer, an interlayer space, and then we repeat. So it goes tetrahedral, and then above that would be octahedral. Now this particular example then, a one-to-one clay mineral is kaolinite clay, which is the example we've looked at a few times before. So if I'm asking you to provide this in the exam, I expect that whole picture on the right-hand side with every atom in there labelled, like how many hydroxyls, how many aluminiums and stuff like that. Now the good news is only three. Okay, there's two examples of a two-to-one mineral, there's one example of a one-to-one mineral. The two examples of the 2-to-1 mineral are basically identical. So you've only got two of these to learn, so it's not a huge big deal. We're trying to focus in on things that are important out in the environment, and in terms of the soil then, it's either the humic fulvic matter that's important or it's the clay minerals. So I'm basically getting you to burrow in and learn exactly what the structure of these clay minerals look like. So we're saying that they're then small particles, less than 6 microns in size, to become in the clay fraction. And then of those, the ones with this type of mineral structure, either a one-to-one packing of octahedral to tetrahedral sheets, or a two-to-one packing, two tetrahedrals to one octahedral.